You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I know people who work medically with dementia patients have said, and you've seen the videos probably, with the music, as I said, the old hymns, but certain types of music they're familiar with, or we're talking years ago, you know, decades ago, it really brings them to life, strikes a chord in a way that nothing else can. So it's their whole complexion changes and everything. So this woman made a video talking to her mom. I think she knew what was going to happen, but just to illustrate how her mom was just struggling with her memories. She's 88 years old. She has late stage dementia. And she was saying on social media, if you don't believe in Jesus, just watch. Now, listen to the questions. You can picture it in your mind as this daughter is asking her 88-year-old mother some pretty simple questions.
Hey, can you tell me what your address is?
What my address is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. What color shirt did you have on yesterday?
I don't know.
What'd you have for lunch today?
Food. Good food.
All right. So who is Linda? Do you know Linda? What about Paul?
Paul.
Paul.
I don't know Paul either.
All right. Who is Jesus?
Well, Jesus is the one that saved me and lives in my heart. And will take me home.
Quite amazing.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
So with understanding comes passion, and passion comes growth. Understanding. Actually, with play. That's what they're discovering. Because most of the time when you learn something, you ever learn how to do something, even like ride a bike, ski, water ski, snow ski, snowboard, things like that. Roller skating, you know, you basically, when you start out, of course, you're going to fall down. Everybody knows that. But, man, you don't want to. And you quickly learn how not to fall down, because that's a level of proficiency. Isn't that interesting? We learn not to make a mistake in life. We learn not to fall down. But that's as far as we get. There are a few people. Of course, you see somebody who's like an expert flying through the air and all that, because they fall down all the time. They're not afraid. Michael Jordan admitted that years later. He said, I made tons of mistakes. I've taken over 100 last-second shots to win a game and missed. Right? You don't think of him that way. That's interesting, isn't it? People say that, though, right? Sue said, my granddaughter can't seem to master the times table and simple addition. It's just, I said to her, it's just memorization. You have such a good memory. Funny. She could memorize every line in a song in her theater class in a hot second. Exactly. I bet you if you're as old as I am, you know every word to the theme of the Beverly Hillbillies. I bet if I started it, you would be, what's was the man? Anyway, not Psalm 88, and I haven't a clue.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
Matthew West podcast. And on the podcast, he said, when we put ourselves out there, when we turn our focus outward and not inward. See, that's the thing I was talking about. You know, you're looking inward when you're learning and just not, you're trying to learn not to make a mistake. You want to know enough not to make a mistake, not to fall down, right? Matthew West said, when we ask God to show us somebody else who needs a friend, we might find community even in those efforts. Hey, I like that.
Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
You know, a really good comedian is really not somebody that makes up jokes. It's somebody that looks at life and themselves and us and sees the stuff that's funny or paints it in a way that is really funny. And of course, everybody's talking about getting older, you know, going to the doctor, physical, eye doctor, getting out. That's a big deal. I once said, you know, my childhood punishments are now my life goals. Naps, being in bed by 9, things like that, you know. And boy, I can remember that, you know, having to turn gun smoke off. Remember that? Oh, if you don't know what that is, just look it up, man. It was something else. Well, Nate Bargatze is right. He's not that old, but he remembers absolutely. What, there's a transition period, right?
I miss being young. Mm. Your 20s are great. You're down for whatever. Your friends call you. They're like, do you want to go? You're like, I'll go.
Sure.
You don't even know where you're going.
That's right.
You're like, I'll move, dude. I'll set my apartment on fire. What do you want to do?
Went to New Jersey one weekend from North Carolina.
Your 30s come, and you're like, where are we going?
Oh, dear.
How late are they open? Is it loud?
You're right.
I am going to drive separate.
Oh, that is the one right there. Everybody said that's the one. I'm driving my own car.
You're 40s. I'm not going.
No.
I'm mad that you thought I would go.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The Sound of Life.
May sound like a silly question or a redundant question or a question you already know the answer to, but I heard somebody question it yesterday and tell what they did, so I did it. What is he talking about? Is big tech, is that what they call it? Big tech. You know what I'm talking about, big tech, right? Are they biased toward God? And I was like, what? He said, well, you kind of have to make up your mind yourself, but here's an experiment that I did. And I did the same thing. I was messaging my wife, and I put in, instead of, I meant to say God bless. So instead of putting in G-O-D, I put in capital G-I-D. So that's not a word. So it put a red mark underneath it. And then it gives you three different alternatives or suggestions to what it might be. I mean, your kindergarten student would probably get it, but it said guild. That was one of them. G-I-L-D. Guild bless. Did bless or kid bless. But there was no God bless.
Well, on with the show.
Starting your day with a smile. It's the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
And maybe your thing is, well, sleeping. Well, and if you're a Lisa Turkhurst fan, and I know you're out there probably, she's the president of Proverbs 31 Ministries. They're really cool. Kind of gear for women, but, you know, we're all in there. She said, if you've had your share of sleepless nights, remember this. Even when it feels like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, Jesus has overcome the world.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
So Jillian said, I've always let my voice students suggest songs they want to sing. Several years back, I taught a little girl who loved Mandisa's music. But it was more than that. Mandisa's songs gave her hope and reminded her that she is loved wonderfully, extraordinarily, and an overcomer. I like to think that my former student is out there conquering the world right now because a song from Mandisa told her she could. Some lives are like shooting stars bolting across the sky, gone too soon, but long enough to illuminate everything they touch. What I wouldn't give to hear heaven's choir right now.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.